Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. As I so often say to you, may it be real food for you. God's Word is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Think that. Please, brothers and sisters, think that. This Word has power to change your life. And as we celebrate this feast, it commemorates the teaching authority of the Vicar of Christ. The Catechism teaches that it is this magisterium's task to preserve God's people from deviations and defections and to guarantee them the objective possibility of professing the true faith without error, so that the people of God abides in the truth that liberates. Brothers and sisters, this Word is so important. Remember that. It's living. I've told you this before, and I want to say it again. It changes your life. I remember what it was like for me when I first realized that this was not just something that was read at Mass on Sundays, but that it was the living Word of Christ for each of us. And if we study it, read it, or just read it slowly and carefully every day, just for a few minutes, and ask God to help you, He will do it. So we take a look at the first reading for today from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Beloved, I exhort the presbyters among you as a fellow presbyter and witness to the sufferings of Christ, and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. Tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constraint, but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. If we honor His word, believe His word, not swear anywhere close to His word, give it up. Think of the Lord. What He wants you to do is become more like Him. Oh, I don't mean you'll be another God, but to learn from how He handled situations, how He preached. Pay attention, as God wants us to grow in love of Him. God wants us to grow in gratitude to Him for what He has done for us. The psalm for today's Mass is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. And I think that is a word for all of us. When we're in challenging times or difficult times or just whatever situation we're in, the Lord is my shepherd. He's active. He wasn't just shepherd a million years ago or whatever it is. He loves you and He's present. We can't see Him, but He sees us. And He hears us. Please, brothers and sisters, honor Him. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures He gives me repose. Beside restful waters He leads me. He refreshes my soul. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for You are at my side. If you can memorize this Psalm 23, because it's very good, with Your rod and Your staff that give me courage, You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. I just encourage you to pray that psalm every day, Psalm 23, until it's right into your bones and you believe it, because Jesus is here. He's right here with us. And I also urge you to take this psalm and make it part of your daily life. It's a psalm that really can encourage us. The Lord is my shepherd. Don't be afraid. You might be a very important person. You might be a seemingly very small person or not important. But to God, you are infinitely precious. And God wants you to come to him and follow him, that you might enjoy life forever in heaven. That's what God wants for us, that we can see him all the time, I think. So we take now a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 19. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Can you say that? Do you believe that? Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." God is calling us closer and closer to him, to follow him. Even just saying every day to the Lord, "Lord, help me to follow you today. Help me to follow you. Let me act like you would in those things that I can." But bringing peace into situations, bringing hope into situations, deepening faith into situations can be a tremendous act of faith, really. Really. Brothers and sisters, he so loves us. And so please go to confession as when you can. Please go as often as you can, because we all make mistakes. We're not infallible human beings. We make mistakes. We even get angry at people. We snap at people. We run around. We don't pay any attention to people. If someone trying to get my attention, I'm too busy. Do you say what is possible when you can talk to them? Please, brothers and sisters, just be kind. Just be kind. I know people, I've seen it, people at work where I need this in the next 5 minutes, and the person has been working diligently and needs a little more time than that. I need this a little faster, if you can, possibly, is the way to say it. Not go, get it done, I need it in 5 minutes. Don't do that. Calm it down and just say, "Lord, give that person the wisdom that they need," and then wait for them to bring it to you. And they will. But sometimes people need to hear something hard. They do. But remember, you're talking to a human being for whom God died. Jesus died for every one of us. Whether we accept it and follow him is another thing. That's up to us. But brothers and sisters, if you're wise, Jesus can give you everything you need and more. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Savior of God's people. But he knows you by name. He knows what your sins are. He knows what your strengths are. He knows what your hopes are. He knows you. Make sure that he becomes a friend to you, that you call him to walk with you. Call him to bring every, I know many times if I've got to make a difficult decision, I always go to the Lord. And I just say, Lord, help me how to do this. And sometimes what I'm doing is right, and sometimes I get more insight. This is what's happened, or remember, this person has been through difficult times. So be careful how you approach them. And God will give us that. It don't mean he'll come down with a scroll, but you'll get a thought perhaps in your mind. If you don't, then do what you thought you should do. But pause for a moment. So many people are they have so many people screaming at them and yelling at them that it's very difficult to know what to do. You be the person who says it quietly, simply, and mean it. If you're at work, I need this in the next 15 minutes. And just say, I'll do my best, and do it. We could avoid so many angry situations. Sometimes anger is important, but not always. Not always. Please, brothers and sisters, let us make this world a place of peace. Do I get angry at people? Yes, I do. And sometimes I have to go back and apologize for the way that I did it. Not what I said, but for the way in which I said it. I've grown to know, go slow, and God will help us. God wants you as his disciple. You belong to him. Jesus, you belong to him. And he wants to bring you and me, all of us, to his Father. He wants to bring us, brothers and sisters. My goodness, to see God would be, well, out of this world, wouldn't it? But open your heart, because that's where we're going, and that's where we'll be judged. So please, please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to the Lord and take a deep breath and count to three before you answer someone who's making you angry. Sometimes there are reasons, but it doesn't mean you have to shout. Doesn't mean you have to yell. Doesn't mean you have to slam the door. You can do it very easily just by being still and listening to the Lord first. May God show you the way. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.